This is the Winchester Talking Newspaper for the week ending Friday 7th of April 2017. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Hampshire Chronicle from the Winchester and District Talking Newspaper. Liz and Gordon Legg have edited the extracts for this week. We'll begin with the usual regular notices, and the first to say is, if you do know someone who is sight impaired and would like to receive our recordings, or if you have a problem with the recording you've received from us, please telephone Irene Dowding on 01962 870 370. That's 01962 870 370. And just to remind you that you can use the buttons on your box to move on from an item before it finishes, or back to any of the tracks if you want to listen again. And just one more reminder for those of you with computers or tablets. As well as using your memory stick in the box, you can also access the weekly recording of the Chronicle through our website, www.winchestertalkingnews.com. And as you know, that's all lowercase and no spaces. www.winchestertalkingnews.com. You just need to go to the website, click on News on the header bar, locate the recording you want to hear and click Download. The recordings are listed in date order. The most recent is first on the list. And so on to this week's edition of the Chronicle. Our readers today are Claire Porter.
Hello.
And reading in for Richard Martin, I'm very pleased to welcome Tim Hunt.
Hello.
And welcome back to Jerry Tuff after her holidays.
Hello.
And I'm your presenter this week, Ros Lydiard. And so on to the news. New £1 coins to cost council thousands. Council chief shamed by sex assault dies. Man ran into path of oncoming car. And the first headline is from Claire, please.
New £1 coins to cost councils thousands. More than £25,000 has been spent by councils across Hampshire modifying outdated ticket machines to accept the new £1 coin, the Chronicle can reveal. The 12-sided coin, which resembles the old threepenny bit, entered circulation this week and features high-tech security features, including a hologram. The Royal Mint claim the new coin is expected to be the most secure in the world and is thinner and lighter than the current issue of the pound piece. Several councils in Hampshire have been forced to spend thousands of pounds on altering machines so they can accept it. An Eastleigh Borough Council spokesman said the authority spent £9,000 on upgrading its machines. New Forest District Council spent £8,200 on upgrading lockers in 5 health and leisure centres across the parish, and more than £1,000 to modify its parking ticket machines. A spokeswoman said, We replaced the vast majority of our car park ticket machines in the past 3 months, and so the new ones were already set up to take both coins. The 6 remaining ticket machines we did not replace cost £198 per machine to set up for the new coin, £1,188 in total. Hampshire County Council has spent more than £5,000 on updating car parking machines. A spokesperson said, Hampshire County Council is not responsible for on-street or town centre parking charges, but does charge for car parking on some of its own properties, such as country parks. We are in the process of updating 24 car parking machines at 4 country parks, Leap, Manor Farm, Royal Victoria and Staunton, to accept the new coins at a total cost of £5,275. New car parking machines were installed at Queen Elizabeth Country Park in August 2016, which can already accept the new pound coins. Ferenbarra Council